Now that we've got your attention... Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1342, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's All Birthday Show, Charles Booker, Roy Palmer, Zez Confrey, Franklin Bauer, and Herbert Mills all have their own segments. This very day, April 5th, marks the birth in 1889 in Scott, Mississippi, of Charles Henry Booker, Jr. His father was a prominent minister, and it was in his church that the younger Charles learned music, with alto saxophone his instrument of choice. In the 1910s, he settled in Memphis, Tennessee, where he became friends with W.C. Handy. With trombonist Howard Yancey, he formed Booker's Select Orchestra and the Yancey and Booker Music Publishing Company. Other of his bands included Charles H. Booker and his saxophone jazz band from Beale Street, Booker's Novelty Syncopators, and the Yancey and Booker Colored Blues Orchestra, which broadcast over WMC Memphis. In the late 20s, the Charles Booker Entertainers broadcast over WHN and WGBS, but the Depression took its toll and Booker disbanded and relocated to Albany, New York, where he worked for the State Department as a fingerprint specialist. Charles Booker died December 12, 1942 in Albany and is buried at the St. Agnes Cemetery. There's some question as to whether or not Booker is heard on W.C. Handy's 1923 OK recordings, but he's definitely on this recording. Thank you.
my wife. Here of late, if we don't get along so well. The older she gets, the more to me she seems to change her way. She used to be so good to me, I didn't think a wife could be so kind. But when I come home, now Robbie, my wife don't pay me no mind. Now ain't it strange how women can change? That wife of mine is about to drive me insane. Now a woman gets tired, I mean real tired, of one man all the time. Way my wife's been acting here of late, she's about to make me lose my mind. Now the reason so many men is wearing overalls today, every Saturday night they let their wife draw their pay. A woman gets tight, I mean real tight, of one man all the time. I say the same man all the time. A woman gets tired, boys, I mean real tired, of one man all the time. Way my wife's been acting here of late, about to make me lose my mind. Now when I'm out on my wagon trying to sell some coal, she's round the corner selling sweet jelly roll. A woman gets tight, I mean real tight, but one man all the time. I say same man all the thank you.
Well, there's some hot sax, and who doesn't love hot sax? Booker's Jazz Band, credited on the label of Oriole 315 as the Dixie Jazz Band, with Booker's composition Cootie Crawl, under the new name Hot Sax. Before that, Booker's tune, A Woman Gets Tired of One Man All of the Time, with the Booker and Paul Carter lyrics, sung by George W. Williams. Accompanying Williams on Columbia 14002D, made November 14, 1923, was Fletcher Henderson. We began our little tribute to George Booker with the West Texas Blues, another Booker original. That was Booker's Jazz Band on Domino 3474, like Hot Sax, made around December 15, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 2nd, marked the birth in 1887 in the Carrollton neighborhood of uptown New Orleans of jazz trombonist Roy Palmer, about whom we have little information. His musical career started in 1906 in New Orleans as a guitarist, but he went on to play trumpet and then trombone with Richard M. Jones and Freddie Keppard. He recorded with Johnny Dodds and Jelly Roll Morton, and in the 1930s worked in a factory and as a music teacher. He died December 22, 1963. Here are three from Roy Palmer.
Your job came home and said you were wrong. You old fathead, beetlehead, silly man, you won't let that whiskey be. I know you got a gal, I know you are in sound. You battlehead, beetlehead, battle be your, you won't let that whiskey go. Here comes your train, the music play. Here comes your train. Please leave today, oh babe. And when you leave my home, don't say I done you wrong. Your old battlehead, beetlehead, battle be all. You won't let that whiskey go.
Thank you.
There you have three, all composed by Roy Palmer. We just heard Sic'em Tig, performed there by the State Street Ramblers with Palmer on trombone on Champion 40070, made March 19, 1931. Before that, the Trombone Slide, a trombone solo by Roy Palmer, accompanied on piano by Bob Hudson. That was recorded April 1st, 1932, but unfortunately went unissued. We started our little tribute to Roy Palmer with the quaint insult, "You Battlehead Beetlehead." That's the Chicago Rhythm Kings with Roy Palmer on trombone and vocal on Vocalion 3280, recorded March 11th, 1936. Last week, April 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Brooklyn, New York, of Franklin Bauer. He played violin as a child, but gave up playing in favor of singing, and by age 19, was a soloist with the Park Avenue Baptist Church in New York City. In addition to about 65 sides with the Shannon Quartet and the Revelers, he made solo recordings on nearly a dozen labels, and under nearly as many pseudonyms. He was the original voice of Firestone, and in 1931 went to France to study voice, returning to give a debut recital at Town Hall in December of 1933. He retired from singing shortly after and died of heart disease on February 24, 1950. Here's Franklin Bauer on three records being heard on the show for the first time.
An old refrain and a winding lane, a bit of lace that hid your face a while, until I prayed the song that won your smile, a red, red rose that you put for me, still blooms and grows in my memory. I know our castles gay have blown away, but these remain, an old guitar and an old refrain.
There you have three vocals by Franklin Bauer, backed by three different bands. I last played it in 2016 by George Olson and his music, but we just heard the Ipana Troubadours under the direction of S.C., that would be Sam Lannon, with their version of Irving Berlin's Why Do You Want to Know Why? Columbia 696D was recorded July 8, 1926. Before that, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with an old guitar and an old refrain, written by Gus Kahn, Ben Black, and Neil Moret. Victor 21078 was recorded November 15, 1927. We started a little tribute to Franklin Bauer with Paris, written by Leo Robin and Jose Padilla. That's from Victor 20884, made June 2, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. This very day, April 5th, marks the birth in 1895 in Peru, Illinois, of pianist and composer Edward Elzier Confrey, better known as Zez. His musical talents were recognized early on by his parents, who found him a suitable piano teacher. He led an orchestra while still in high school and thereafter studied at Chicago Musical College. He served in the Navy during World War I, performing in the revue Leave It to Sailors, where he shared the stage with a violinist named Benjamin Kobelski, later better known as comedian Jack Benny. He worked for the Harry Von Tilzer Music Publishing Company in Chicago, made over 100 piano rolls for the QRS Company, and began recording disc records in the early 1920s. He's probably best known as the composer of Kitten on the Keys, which was actually inspired by his being awakened one night while visiting his grandmother by her cat walking across the keys of the piano. On February 12, 1924, Confrey performed several pieces during the famous Aeolian Hall concert, which featured Paul Whiteman and the debut of Rhapsody in Blue. Zez Confrey died of Parkinson's disease in Lakewood, New Jersey on November 22, 1971, and is buried at St. Mary of the Lake Cemetery. Here's Zez Confrey.
Attention, folks, become jokes. This is one on me. Took my gal to a dance at the Armory. Music played, dancers swayed, then we joined the crowd. I can't dance, took a chance, and right then we started. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, so funny. Stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey, notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, quite a little bit. Young and small, short and tall, folks most everywhere, take a chance to do this dance, they think it's a bear. People rave and they crave just to do this step. Off they go, nice and slow, when the band starts playing. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, so funny. Stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, quite a little bit.
Zez Confrey and his orchestra. Probably not Zez with the baton, but definitely Zez at the piano, with the sensational hit from Rex Ingram's Prisoner of Zenda, Zenda, written by Louis Brough and Ernst Luce. That's from Victor 18945, recorded August 30th, 1922. Before that, Confrey's tune, Stumbling, described on the Leo Feist sheet music as a foxtrot oddity. Most of the recordings of Stumbling are instrumentals, but we heard Confrey's lyrics sung there by Frank Crummett. Columbia A3626 was recorded May 5, 1922. We started a little tribute to Zez Confrey with Zez and his orchestra on I'm Going to Plant Myself in My Old Plantation Home. I played that record 16 years ago, so you'll recall that the tune was composed by Al Wilson and James A. Brennan, and that Victor 18981 was recorded in the same session as Zenda.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, April 2nd, marked the birth in 1912 in Piqua, Ohio, of Herbert Bowles Mills, one of nine children born into the musical family of John Hutchinson Mills Sr. and Ethel Marie Garnes. We're talking, of course, about the first tenor of the close harmony quartet, the Mills Brothers, Harry, Herbert, Donald, and John Mills Jr. Herbert began his singing career at age 10, and before they were the Mills Brothers, they were named Four Boys and a Kazoo and the Four Kings of Harmony, with Harry playing kazoo. In 1924, at an amateur talent contest at the Mays Opera House, Harry forgot his kazoo, so improvised a trumpet sound with his mouth and hands, creating the group's signature sound, with the labels of all their Brunswick recordings proclaiming, "No musical instruments or mechanical devices used on this recording other than one guitar." In 1928, they were hired by radio station WLW Cincinnati, where they met Duke Ellington, who helped get them a recording contract in 1930. In 1934, they were the first African-American group to give a command performance before King George V and Queen Mary. 2 years later, while in England, John Jr. died suddenly, so John Sr. replaced him in the quartet for the next 20 years. As a composer, Herbert wrote 20 Million Sweethearts in 1934, Rhythm Parade in 1942, and 1950's When You're Smiling. Herbert Mills died April 12, 1989 in Las Vegas, and is buried at Forest Hill Cemetery in Piqua, Ohio. The Mills Brothers appeared in at least 20 Hollywood movies and made hundreds, if not thousands, of recordings. And here are three not heard on the show before.
I know a scandal monger, a low down evil skirt. They call her Dirt Dishin' Daisy. Boy, how she can descend dirt. She works down in Joe's lunchroom. She waits on tables there. And while she dishes at hash out, she dishes dirt for fair. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now when you come in for pork chops or oysters that are fried, you're gonna get more than pork chops. You'll get some dirt besides. She pans your next door neighbor and makes you think it's true. And when your neighbor comes in there, she starts in panning you. Blab, blab, blab.
Blab, blab, blab.
Blab, blab, blab. Out there on the floor with dishes all around her, she won't eat dirt no more. Now the moral of this story, only this my friend, if you dish dirt while you living, they'll dish dirt on you in the end. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Set our hearts on gold, let's go. From milkless milk and silkless silk we are growing, just to soul to soul. Times we never saw. That's why we have the pure food law. In everything we find a flaw, even love, oh love, oh loveless love. Growing so used to soulless souls. Such grafting times we never saw. That's why we have the pure food law. In everything we find a flaw, even love, oh love, oh loveless love. Desire. We sigh for wings like Noah's dove, just to fly away from loveless love. La-da-da. La-da-da.
Ba-di-di-di-ba-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di Mm-hmm. Makes a melody flow. Just hear that sweet refrain. Joe, what he does to you, oh, when he's ready to go into that minor strain. Oh, what music, sweetheart music, what a great technique. Every kiddo scratch his fiddle till his arm goes weak. He's marvelous, oh, you'll be raring to go when you listen to Joe, to fiddle and Joe.
You'll be raring to go when you listen to Joe. The Mills Brothers, four boys and a guitar, with Fiddlin' Joe, composed by James Cavanaugh, with the lyrics by Robert Begar. That's from Brunswick 6490, January 5th, 1933. Before that, credited on the label of Brunswick 6305 as the Mills Brothers Novelty Quartet with guitar, W.C. Handy's Loveless Love, waxed April 14, 1932. We started a little tribute to Herbert Mills and the Mills Brothers with Dirt Dishin' Daisy, written by Lou Hersher and Lou Klein. Brunswick 6430 was made November 21, 1932. And we've got time for one more. Here are the Mills Brothers, four boys and a guitar, with Nick LaRocca's Tiger Rag, on Brunswick 6197, made October 9th, 1931.
Hold that tiger.
Hold that tiger.
Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. No, 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 no. Hold that tiger.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.